Well, when you getting out of there? I got a date tonight, too, you know.
Don't rush me. I need more time to put on my makeup.
The way you put yourself together, you don't need a bathroom. You need an assembly line. Boy, that girl will drive you crazy with all that makeup.
She does lay it on a little heavy. Yesterday, I stepped on one of her false eyelashes. I thought I had killed a centipede.
Hey, Mama, make sure you iron that shirt real smooth. Because the girl I'm going out with tonight likes to touch me a lot.
Now, you're getting to be the Richard Roundtree of the project. 4 dates this week, and each one with a different girl.
What can I say, Mama? When you're hot, you're hot. Right now, the two things that most demand around here are me and gasoline.
You know, you do have the same build as a gas hose.
I'll be right back. I gotta go downstairs. We're out of mouthwash.
You gonna make a special trip for that?
Yeah. The girl I'm going out with tonight's in the special life-saving category. I expect to do a lot of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Hi, JJ.
Hey, Malone.
Where's Junior Longlegs going in such a hurry?
To get some mouthwash. He's got another heavy date tonight.
Oh, well, that boy's really grown up. You know, I remember when the only thing he had on his mind was making the basketball team. Now he's trying out for the cheerleader. Assorted.
Oh, Alona, heat up the coffee.
Coming right up.
Mama, you pressing my dress yet?
I'm just getting started. Someday when I want a vacation, I'm gonna take a job as a maid.
Well, it's Saturday night, and you got yourself a couple of teenagers.
Yeah, well, not too happy about Thelma's date. She's going out with a 21-year-old boy.
Well, what are you worried about? Thelma's 16. When I was 16, I went out with 21-year-old boys, and... you know, Florida, maybe you got something to worry about.
If you're in a hurry for this dress, I got a little ways to go yet.
Oh, Mommy, you don't have to iron it. I decided to wear my pink one.
Well, thanks for giving me the rest of the night off. You know, Thelma, your daddy and I still ain't too pleased with this boy you're going out with tonight.
Mommy, you and Daddy still on that kick? You both change your mind when you meet Eddie. Oh, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Eddie has me for a date. He's brilliant. Kind, sensitive, and thoughtful, and intellectual.
And too old.
Eddie's fantastic, Ma. He's gonna be a professor someday. He got his bachelor's degree, and now he's gone for his master's degree. He's the most wonderful boy I ever met in my whole life.
Oh, Thelma.
Oh, Ma. Oh, 16. What a great age. That's when you meet the most wonderful guy in your whole life, every week.
Did you see how starry-eyed she was when she talked about him?
Yeah, we had that same starry-eyed look when we were young. I remember you and Jimmy Phillips.
What about you and Charlie Ketchum?
Charlie. You know, I can still remember how gone I was on him.
Yeah.
Tall, slim, smooth. Ooh, and when he danced, boy, could he dip.
My dream boat was Jimmy Phillips, but his motor was too fast for me. He took me to see a Lena Horne picture, and when I felt his arms going around me, I froze. While Lena was on the screen singing Stormy Weather, I was in the balcony singing Show Me the Way to Go Home. And that was a lot of years and 50 pounds ago.
Well, you were something else in those days. All the boys used to call you the girl with a dangerous curve.
Well, the curves are still here. But they've widened the road a little bit.
I found this heavy new mouthwash. It's called Control Tower. One goggle and all the girls circling around waiting for landing instructions.
Who's he going out with tonight?
Some girl named Gloria. Last night it was Charlotte. Two nights before that, it was Linda. And the night before that, it was Barbara.
Sounds like a basketball schedule. Play two nights, rest one night. Now, he may be a wild tiger now, but someday that one girl's gonna hook him and zap one skinny, tame house cat.
Amen. And good Lord, what is this?
What?
Sexual behavior in the ghetto.
This trash get in my house?
I don't know, but let's sit down and read.
It's a lot of typewritten pages that look like the kind of dirty trash that kids pass around between each other.
Let me see. Pretty heavy stuff. Ooh-wee, now here's something that's interesting.
I'm not interested.
It says the males.
Let me see that. That JJ. I'll make him sorry he brought garbage like this into this house.
Now, how do you know it was JJ? It might have been James.
Well, Ona, we've been married for 18 years, and I got news for you. James don't need no instructions.
Well, I still say a refresher course ain't never hurt nobody.
This is JJ, all right.
Florida, why are you so surprised? JJ's 17. Today, kids read that kind of stuff.
I don't like what's going on, and I don't want my kids exposed to it.
What are you gonna do, Florida? It's a whole new world.
Well, personally, I like the old world better. JJ, come out of there. I want to talk to you. JJ, come out here.
Yeah, Mom.
JJ, how do you explain this?
What? Sexual behavior in the ghetto. I don't know. If they can't explain it in here, I sure can't.
Don't give me none of your sass. What are you doing with this?
That ain't mine.
Don't lie to me, JJ.
I ain't lying. I wouldn't buy nothing like that. I'd rather wait for the movie to come out.
Nothing. Why don't you go outside and play?
Mom, I've been playing basketball for 3 hours.
Oh, well, then go outside and play some more.
Oh, Mama, what you trying to do? I'm gonna get a heart attack.
Then go into my room and do your homework.
Already did my homework.
Michael!
Mama, why are you trying to get rid of me? Does it have something to do with what you're hiding behind your back?
Now, Mama, this is probably Michael.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, he does the most reading in the family.
What you got there? Is it something on black unity?
In a way.
Sexual behavior in the ghetto.
JJ!
Well, it ain't mine. Mama, if you and Daddy having any problems... about it in the library.
Well, if you don't want any problems, you get that junk off my couch and go into the room like I told you.
Yes, ma'am.
JJ, you ought to be ashamed of yourself blaming an 11-year-old boy for reading such trash.
Well, if he reads this, he ain't gonna be 11 long.
Michael wouldn't be interested in that stuff anyway, right, Graham?
That's right. I'm only interested in stuff that'll help the black community.
If it wasn't for stuff like that, there wouldn't be no black community.
Go to your room. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this one. I try to raise a good Christian family, and here it is, my oldest son has the morals of a Philistine.
Oh, well, I didn't have nothing to do with this thing.
Yes, you did, and I want you to hush. I've heard enough of it.
Hey, is this the last round, or do I still got time to lay down a bet on the fight?
We got troubles.
Well, we really gonna have trouble if you don't give me some sugar.
Hi, James.
Hey, well, don't I see you got your usual ringside seat?
Look here, Florida.
Before you hit me with your fuss of the day, let me hit you with mine. It's been on my mind all day, and I still don't like the idea of Thelma going out with this 21-year-old boy.
That don't even make the top 30 on the fuss charts. Here's number one. Will you look at what J.J. brought into this house?
Sexual behavior in the ghetto.
Now, hold on, Dad. I don't have nothing to do with this thing.
Well, you son of a gun.
James!
Oh, baby, you call this serious? A boy his age want to know about these things, the most normal thing in the world. And he ain't a boy no more. Shucks, he's a man. Come here, Junior. I thought I told you everything there was to know. I can't blame you for wanting to find out something else, though. Dog, you. You know, son, I was just like you when I was your age, a kid back in Mississippi. Did all right with the girls, too.
I bet you were dynamite.
I was nitroglycerin. Of course, that was before I met your mother. Boy, the chicks used to line up just waiting for a ride in that big black limousine.
Big black limousine? When'd you drive a big black limousine, Dad?
Well, I used to drive a friend's hearse.
Oh, it's so nice to see a father and son talking things over.
Oh, shut up, Willow. Father and son, huh? They look more like a couple of sailors on weekend passes.
Well, I gotta get ready for my date.
Look here, Junie. If you're making time in the hallway, don't lean up against no doorbells.
That old man!
Well, that's a fine way to raise your son, James. What you planning for him next? A job as an usher in a pussycat theater?
Well, I hate to give him my ringside seat, but I am totally disgusted by this whole discussion on sexual behavior in the ghetto.
Well, let me relieve you of your... Now, James, about J.J. and this.
Oh, baby, you're getting upset about nothing.
Nothing? You call this kind of trash nothing?
That's right, nothing. I mean, it's perfectly normal for a kid his age to be interested in these things. And it ain't a filthy piece of trash. And I'm surprised at you for being so old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Mama, where'd you find Dad? I've been looking all over for him.
Yours, Thelma?
Yes.
That's yours?
Yes.
Well, young lady, you sit down here right now. Right now, I mean it. Just sit down and tell me what the hell you doing reading this filthy piece of trash. What has gotten into you lately? Going out with 21-year-old men and reading stuff like this?
There's nothing wrong with going out with someone 21 years old, Dad. And what's wrong with reading stuff like that?
Because it's stuff like that.
Daddy, it's not what you think. It's educational.
Educational. Where was it printed? Porno tech?
James, there's no need to shout at the girl.
Hey, Florida, what's wrong with you? Ain't you as upset about this as I am?
Well, I'm not exactly thrilled, but I'm also a little confused.
About what?
A little while ago when you thought it was J.J. reading this stuff, it was hallelujah time. Now that you find out that it's Thelma's, you want to call in the exorcist.
What's the difference between girls and boys?
No kidding. You must have read the first page.
You know what I mean. Boys don't get pregnant.
No. But they're usually somewhere around the scene of the crime.
Will you stop trying to defend your daughter?
I don't need defending. I have no intention of getting pregnant.
I just hope your 21-year-old boyfriend knows that.
Daddy, he's a wonderful person, and you're making him sound like a lecherous old man.
All right, baby, I'm sorry. He's a lecherous young man. Thelma, why can't you go out with boys your own age?
Because they're boring and immature. They don't know what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yes, aren't you forgetting something?
What?
When we were going out, you were 3 years older than me.
Well, that's different, baby. You was old for your age.
What do you mean by that?
I mean you was experienced.
What?
That filthy trash.
Oh, Daddy, you're locked somewhere in the 19th century. Mom, I'm going downstairs to wait for Eddie.
Oh, you hold on, young lady. You ain't going nowhere.
Mom!
James, Thelma is a good girl.
Yeah, and she's gonna stay that way.
Well, I got to keep on trucking. Me tonight, because it's gonna be a long evening. Tonight, tonight won't be just any night.
Now I've seen everything. You let the wolf out the door and you're gonna lock Little Red Riding Hood.
Well, he ain't my daughter. I ain't got to worry about him.
Well, he's going out with somebody's daughter.
Well, then let her father worry.
Daddy, I haven't done anything wrong.
I'ma just go to your room, baby, till I can figure this out here.
Mama!
And not James.
Don't worry about Eddie. I'ma treat it real diplomatic-like. When he get here, I just say, Eddie, she can't go out this evening. She got a fever of 105 degrees. Then I'll throw him down the stairs.
Daddy, you're nothing but a male chauvinist.
Now, you hear that? You hear the dirty words she done picked up a week?
Poor James, chauvinist ain't no dirty word. You ain't never seen it on the walls of none of the project, have you?
Hey, Mama, what's the matter with Thelma? She crying like crazy.
It's nothing that concerns you, son. Go back in your room and study.
Oh, Mama, why is it that every time something goes on around here, I gotta go back in my room and study? You know, I'm gonna be smart in school, but I sure am gonna be stupid to what's happening around here.
Go on back in your room.
Daddy!
Don't daddy me. Go on back in your room now.
James. Your daughter is in there crying.
Oh, baby, you gotta understand. I love our sons, both of them, but Thelma's the only daughter we got, baby. She's special. She's my little girl.
Little girl? Have you had a good look at her lately?
Yeah, and that's what scares the hell out of me. I know we raised her right, and I know she know right from wrong, but 21 years old,
Oh, James, did you see the look in her eyes when she started talking about him? I had the same glow on my face when I told my parents about you.
Yeah, well, you had reason to glow.
Well, so has she. Now, Eddie is somebody special. He's going to be a college professor.
So I use a lot of big words you don't understand.
Oh, that's him now. Look, this is a very special moment for Thelma.
Well,
come on, at least talk to him.
Okay. But I ain't gonna let him snow me.
Hi, I'm Eddie Conroy. Is this the Evans apartment?
Well, it ain't. Let's make a deal.
You must be Mr. Evans.
I'm Thelma's mother. Won't you come in?
Yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Is Thelma ready?
Ready for what?
The concert starts in about a half an hour.
Oh, she'll be ready in a little while. You know how girls are.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you.
Please. Won't you sit down?
Yes, thank you.
Would you like a drink? A cup of coffee? A soda pop?
No, thanks.
Why don't you offer him a belt of booze? He's 21, ain't he? Young man, you mind if I ask you a question?
No, sir. Go ahead.
How'd a dude like you ever meet my daughter?
Well, I interviewed her while I was doing my research.
Research?
Yes, I'm completing a thesis for my master's.
Thesis? This cat even use short words you don't understand.
You see that, James? He interviewed Thelma for his thesis. What's it about?
Well, it's called Sexual Behavior in the Ghetto. Yes, I found Thelma to be one of my more interesting subjects.
You wrote about my daughter in this here thing?
She's page 25.
You see that? I told you, when a 21-year-old cat go out with a 16-year-old girl, he ain't looking for no ice cream.
I don't understand.
I understand you wrote a dirty, filthy piece of trash here, and I don't appreciate you getting my daughter mixed up in it. I told you, 21 years old ain't nothing but trouble. I ought to drop it.
Oh, Jim. A college thesis can't be dirty.
No, I interviewed a cross-section of ghetto residents and asked them about their sexual behavior.
Yeah, well, it still don't sound like Mother Goose to me. Just tell me one thing, baby. What do it say on page 25?
My interview with Thelma helped to prove a strong theory I have. You see, in broken homes with just one parent, there's a high percentage of loose attitudes towards sex.
He is right, James. That's what Thelma's interview is about. It says so right here. But in homes with a solid family foundation, especially a strong father figure, the incidence of unwanted pregnancies is almost non-existent.
You mean page 25 is clean?
It sure is.
And that's all Thelma's interview is all about.
It makes real nice reading, too.
What did you say was the reason for Thelma's low,
incidence?
Yeah.
Homes with a solid family foundation.
No, I mean the part after that.
Oh, strong father figures.
Yeah. That's the part. Hey, Thelma, what's keeping you, girl? Don't you know your date's out here waiting on you?
Hi, Thelma.
Wow, you look great.
Thanks. Thank you, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice time, baby.
We will, Daddy.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
All right.
You take care of my little girl now.
You know, if Eddie needs some more work on his thesis, he can come up here and fire away anytime, because, like he said in the paper, I'm an expert on how to raise kids, right?
Right.
Junior, what you doing home so early? It ain't but 8 o'clock.
It was a bad scene, man. I knocked on the girl's door. Her father answered the door. Smelled the mouthwash on my breath. Saw the gleam in my eye. And slammed the door right in my face.
For another family with a strong father figure.